This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
It's time for a little happier. I'm Gretchen Rubin. This week's episode is brought to you by Audible.com, that has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. Get a free 30-day trial at audible.com/happier. When I was first living in New York City, Jamie and I had just gotten married, and we had our apartment on the Upper East Side, and I got an email from my mother saying, hey, I thought I might come to New York for a visit. How would that be? Now, one of the things about my mother is she loves to travel. She's very adventurous. She loves big cities. She loves New York City. And so it would be totally expected that she would love to come to New York City. And when I saw this email, I thought, oh, this is going to be great. I would love for my mother to come visit. And I thought, oh, you know, if she's going to come for a visit, I should like do some research and figure out like what's a hot new restaurant. And I should make a reservation because she would get a big kick out of that. And maybe I should get us tickets to a show. And maybe I should do a little bit of research and find out like what's a great exhibit that maybe she hasn't heard about. And as I started having these thoughts, my heart began to sink because the fact is, I don't know anything about restaurants. I don't know much about shows. I don't often go to museums in my everyday life. And so it would have been a lot of extra errands and research and work. And I'm the kind of person who really does not like doing those kinds of tasks. And it occurred to me that I had a decision to make. I could plan a wonderful special visit for my mother and do all this work in advance. And we would probably have an amazing time together when she came. And from then on, I would dread the thought of my mother coming to New York City because it would mean all this extra work and I would put all this pressure on myself to do all these things. Or I could say to my mom, great, come whenever you want, stay for as long as you like, and I'll just let you do your own thing and I'll do my own thing. And, you know, we'll go about our days and see each other as much as we can. And it'll just be that, you know, everyday life in New York City. And by the way, my mother does not need my help. She's got a million things that she wants to do. She's got tons of, she's has a lot of interests, and so she would have no trouble filling the time. She did not need me to make those arrangements for her. And I thought it's far more important, both to my mother and to me, that I feel excited and happy at the thought that she would be coming to visit as often as she wants for as long as she likes, then I try to have some kind of special, exceptional experience for her that's completely out of character, which, by the way, she knows it's totally out of character for me to do that. She would not be expecting that from me. I needed to embrace what was true about me, and that would be what would be the most helpful for our relationship. I caught myself just in time because I was almost letting this fantasy of this perfect, amazing visit crowd out the actual visits that I wanted from my mother, the realistic visits that could actually happen. I almost let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Thanks for joining me. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.